Our final speaker is Steph Price. Steph is with a tenants' rights lawyer, is a tenants' rights lawyer, it's not past tense yet, and a public housing defence activist, also an executive member of the Victorian Socialists. She in fact ran for the Preston State seat for the Victorian Socialists. So Steph.
This fight's been going for a long time, and I want to acknowledge to start with this. This is probably the biggest turnout that we've ever had for public housing in Victoria, certainly at the start of the rally. So that's exciting, and we need to build from here. I don't live in public housing. I didn't grow up in public housing. I didn't raise my children in public housing, and I didn't find safety and security for the very first time in public housing, like so many here today did. Like generations of Victorians, generations of Australians have. I'm not here today fighting for my home. So many are. They're fighting for their homes, their communities, resisting by rejecting the government's lies. Lies that community and public housing are the same. An absolute lie. Resisting by rejecting the lie that this government has suddenly discovered its care and concern for residents of the flats, for their living conditions and their comfort. This government has found its concern for residents of the flats exactly the time it wants to wash its hands of them, when it wants to break up their communities, clear out everyone who has made a home there, and hand these estates to developers. Huge swaths of inner city land, estates that right now are islands. Islands in a housing hellscape. Islands where the only question you need answer to live there is, do you need a home? An island in a sea of market-based, profit-driven housing failure. Where the government is right now spending $600 million fixing the fact that for years, Victorian developers were cladding high-rise new builds in cheap combustible cladding. They wrapped residential high-rise towers in highly flammable material, and in the UK, 70 people burned to death because of that. Our government is spending $600 million to fix that disastrous failure of the developers, the very developers that they want to hand these estates to. And if you, like I, wondered how many public housing units you can build for $600 million, the answer is 2,000. We reject the lie that the government has found its care and concern for the residents of the flats. Where is the concern when residents ask for basic maintenance? Homes Victoria can and has mobilised an absolute army to door knock the estates. Over and over, and we've heard about it today, over and over, they are everywhere on the estates, forcing people to sign relocation agreements that they don't want to, they don't understand, that are full of lies. Call the housing call centre. There's no army, there's no nothing. And still we fight, because public housing is worth fighting for, because theirs is a deliberate strategy, tried and true. Starve an asset of resources, watch it decline and decay and declare it unsalvageable. And still we fight because public housing is worth fighting for. We know, because we know that of all the special things about public housing, the least special thing are the buildings. Important though they are, there's nothing unique about these buildings. They are bricks, mortar, concrete and plaster. They are not the only buildings in Victoria, the absolute only buildings in Victoria that cannot be repaired or retrofit, and they would have us believe that. No, this is a deliberate strategy to find a justification to push public housing out of our city. We fight because we all have a stake in public housing. I have not made my home in public housing, but I stand in solidarity with public housing residents who are fighting for their homes. And I encourage everyone to respond to the call when it is made to stand between the wrecking ball and the towers. But this is not only a call for solidarity for those bearing the brunt of this attack. We are fighting for something that belongs to all of us. We might not all make our home in public housing, but everyone has a stake in this fight. We all have a stake in resisting the idea that nowhere can be free of the market. Not one housing estate, not one inch of our lives, not one childcare centre, not one aged care facility, not one disability service We all have an interest in the fight against every single one of our basic human needs being an opportunity to profit.
Yes.
We all have an interest in protecting those very ordinary bricks and concrete because of the homes that people have made there and because of everything those flats represent. The government knows what those flats represent. They are beacons standing in direct opposition to Australian capitalism's voracious hunger for profit from the commodification of every human's need to find shelter every night and every day. These flats are a slap in the face to the developers, to the banks, to the landlords that think every inch of our city is theirs. These flats are a slap in the face to governments who want nothing more than for us all to forget that there was a time when government accepted that it had a direct obligation to provide housing, that housing is a right. They know that as long as those flats stand, that memory stays alive. And for all of the reasons that they want those flats gone, we have to fight to ensure that those flats stay. Yeah.